Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A little more than a year ago, the American Repertory Theater closed Oberon, its beloved second stage on the edge of Harvard Square. Oberon was a home for fringe performers. Now, a recently formed nonprofit is taking over the space. WBUR's Amelia Mason spoke with the founder about his vision for a new local theater.
The tall front doors of 2 Arrow Street in Cambridge have been shuttered for almost 3 years. With little fanfare, David Alschuler unlocks the entrance and ushers me inside.
Well, welcome to our space.
We walk through a big foyer, which has been stripped bare. The theater itself has been gutted. No more catwalk, no more bar. The floor has been ripped up to reveal smooth concrete.
Here, we've got some drawings.
Alschuler shows me a set of plans for the seating. The idea is to have seats that could be hidden away or pulled out from the wall, kind of like the bleachers in a high school gym.
It'd be a telescopic seating system, so you could actually have it be either, 12 rows deep and 240 seats, or it might just be 3 or 6 rows deep. It allows us to have different size audiences so that every show gets, the audience gets sized to what's appropriate to that show.
In addition to the black box, Alschuler is converting an empty storefront next door into a studio that doubles as a small venue. He expects to invest $2.5 million, much of it his own, into the renovations. He wants to create a blank canvas that producers can set up in every configuration imaginable.
The space as envisioned is going to be this flexible, multi-art space where, sure, it could be a nightclub one night, but it could also be a dance recital, or it could be a straight play, or it could be a set of performing artists. And so we ought to be able to...
Alschuler is an entrepreneur with a background in tech, finance, and nonprofit leadership. This project is driven in part by his wife, Charmin Alschuler, the founder of Moonbox Productions. Her small theater company has won numerous awards, but struggled to find a consistent place to put on shows.
For years, I've sort of fantasized about the idea of it wouldn't be great to have, your own space, and it was always like, forget it.
Then she heard that Oberon was closing.
And I said, it's such a great local theater, and wouldn't that be cool if they actually end up staying a theater and maybe Moonbox could do something.
Her husband took the lead on the competitive process of pitching the idea to Harvard University, which owns the building. Part of his goal was to provide a stage for Moonbox as a resident theater company. But Alschuler says he wanted the theater to be available to everyone. So he contacted the Cambridge Community Foundation, thinking the charity's connections would be helpful. Here's Geeta Pradhan, the foundation's president.
The idea is that we will reach out deeply into the community. We will bring community groups in, have conversations with them, make sure that they know about this opportunity.
An affordable rental model will be subsidized partly by private events. The Cambridge Community Foundation will also administer a fund bankrolled by Alschuler's nonprofit, Arrow Street Arts. The fund will offer grants to groups that want to use the space but can't afford to.
So that smaller groups, particularly BIPOC organizations and theater groups, can actually, we can subsidize the cost of their ability to be able to produce here.
Pradhan says the foundation got involved because it wanted to help address a huge problem for the arts in Cambridge, the loss of space.
Improv Boston, they lost their space. Green Street Studios lost their space. EMF building redevelopment resulted in a loss of space for musicians.
Arrow Street Arts will fill the void left by another big loss, the closure of Oberon. Though Alschuler's black box is different from its predecessor, it's hard to predict if Oberon's burlesque and circus performers will want to use the new space. But some local producers are excited by the new design, like Shanaz Derek, the founder of a small community theater called Theater Uncorked.
The updating of the green room, the dressing rooms, all of that stuff for an actor is really important.
Accommodating performers is a big part of the theater's design. Alschuler also wants to make the space super accessible, with wider seats, all-gender restrooms, and a perfectly smooth floor for wheelchair use.
When an audience member or an artist comes here, do they feel welcome? Do they feel like they belong in the space?
There's a lot of work to do before that question can be answered. Alschuler has to hire a staff and finish the renovations. If all goes as planned, Arrow Street Arts will open fully at the end of the year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.